Hello?
Sam, it's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. As promised, I'm calling you back. I can offer you $1,625.
How much?
$1,625.
Oh, you can?
I can, yes.
What do you guys offer on the side?
It's a $200 transfer bonus. That's it. And then your caregiver benefits, which include overtime pay on holidays, includes medical benefits through Aflac. And then your coordinator will go into more details as to any other benefits.
Do you guys have 401k? No, miss.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we
okay.
do.
What do you mean by healthcare benefits through Aflac?
That means that there's policies that you can buy into.
Oh, no, I don't want to get medical. I don't. Let me know. I want to get talk to the coordinator.
So then, are you ready? Because I'm the one that does all of that.
You just told me you don't know.
No. I don't know about the caregiver benefits because once I submit the referral, the coordinators are going to reach you to send you your hiring application, and they will go over all the benefits that are entitled to the caregiver. In order for that to happen, I need to submit a referral with the patient's information and your intentions to transfer.
Okay. What do you need then?
Okay. 1 second. What's the patient's first and last name?
Santi.
S-A-N-T-I. S-A.
S like Sam, A like Apple, N like Nancy, T like Tim, I like India.
Okay. Santi and last name?
Data. D like dog, A like Apple, T like Tim, another T like Tim, A like Apple.
Date of birth?
7953.
Your relationship to the patient?
Son. He's my father.
Address?
713. Abby, A-B-B-E-Y. Lane. Lansdale, L-A-N-S-D-A-L-E. Pennsylvania, 19446.
And you said that his Medicaid is through UPMC?
Yes. Yeah, there's only three. PA Wellness, UPMC, and Keystone. So he's UPMC.
And there's also AmeriHealth, Caritas.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
And question, is there an apartment number?
Nope, private residence.
Okay. 1 second, please hold. All right, Sam. And the spelling of your name is S-H-A-M, and the last name is D-A-T-T-A. A good number to reach your dad, honey?
God, it's 267.
Uh-huh.
446-9547. Are you guys going to come to my house?
No, we don't do home visits. Only the
state
does that.
Oh, y'all don't do that?
Only
no.
The state does that. When the agency is ready, to open up the case, I think they do it once a year.
Yeah, no, I'm already approved, so everything's good to go. Like, I'm already,
No, I know you want. I know your father's already on services. That's what I'm confirming right now to see if you have an active care plan. 1 second.
Yeah. No. He does. But if you call him, he's not really going to be able to talk to you because
No,
he's
I'll call you.
Yeah, he's not gonna understand English.
You're the point of contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not gonna understand you. Plus,
I just need to review some of the information that you gave me. Santi is S-A-N-T-I.
Yes.
Data is D-A-T-T-A.
Yes.
Birthday is July 9th, 1953.
Yes.
He's not populating with that information on Medicaid data bank.
Scanty S.
Yep. Let me do this again. Let me go through UPMC. Okay, he's populating now. Do you want his Medicaid ID number? I have it, just in case you don't have his card.
No, I got everything.
Okay. And also, are you currently working with his service coordinator? We need their information.
Yeah. She got. I know her first name is Kim, but it's like
Miss Kim.
Kim. Yeah, it's like some weird shit. It's like, oh, she's Korean, so I can't even pronounce that.
That's okay. All I need is her name and a number. And we got to contact her to let her know that you guys want
to
No.
Let me talk to her. No, miss. Before you all do that, time out. Before you do all that, I want to talk to your person about the benefits. I really want to know what you guys are offering.
Okay.
Cause, and I have another question too. My uncle, he also got 50. He got 56 hours for his mom. I'll bring him too. What are you guys gonna offer for him the two?
So 56 hours. I just got that quote right now from my boss from another patient. They can do. I'm gonna tell you right now, and it's the same county, right? Philadelphia.
Yeah, Montgomery County. Yeah. Montgomery. Not Philadelphia. Yeah.
What county is the one with the 56 hours?
Montgomery. Everything's Montgomery. Both of my dad is in Montgomery. He's in Montgomery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I said. Like, I'm gonna give you like couple. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's not only me.
I gotta wait for them to send me back the quote.
I don't know.
And are you going to be the point of contact for everything for your dad, correct?
Yeah, I'm the point of contact for my father, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my uncle, his mom gets 56 hours.
Okay.
So, if you could do something about it.
Well, I can offer him the transfer bonus, which is $200.
Uh-huh.
Same caregiver benefits. And then I'm just waiting on the quotes.
Yeah, I know, because he got a lot of hours.
Yeah, you got 45.5. That's why I could offer you 16.25. I may not be able to offer him that same.
Yeah, amount. I understand. I know. I know. Yeah, so I got to let my coordinator know, right? I'm trying to come over to you, right?
Right, because they have to make the changes on a state level and change the care plan to our name. But you can write down my information. I'm going to give it to you so that you can have it and give it to her.
All right, quick question. What do you guys use, the HS Exchange app?
HHA. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I can...
It's state law. Every agency has to use the same format.
Oh, the same thing? Oh,
it has to. Yeah, because about 2 years ago, you know, they discovered a lot of fraud in the system with the timesheets. And a lot of people were dying without services, but the state was paying for an aide, and the aide wasn't showing up, and they were signing that they were. So because of that, they messed it up for everybody. So now everybody got to do the clock in and clock out through an HHA system, which directly goes through payroll. So there's no issues in payroll, and there's no issues with timesheets and fraud.
Okay. That's cool. But yeah, I'm definitely on board about that.
Yeah, I'm just putting in the referral right now so that we could further you along in the process.
All right.
And I can call you back once they answer me because they're in meetings.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now
cool. No problem. Where are you at? New York?
I'm based out of New York, yeah, but the agency is in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. What is your agency name? Just in case I talk to my quarter.
Yeah, I need you to write it down. Just let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you the information.
Oh, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Family First Care. That's Family First Care. My name is Jasmine, and my number is 267.
Jasmine.
551-7410.
Oh, okay. I got it. It's,
you got it?
Yes. All right, cool. Family First.
All right, Sam. I'm going to call you once I get that rate. Let me see if they text again. Hold on one second. Let me see if they responded already. Nothing. Still waiting. All right. Once they get me the rate from Montgomery County, I can call you.
And one more question. When do you guys start your weekend end?
So everything, you get paid once a week every Friday.
No, I know. But when does your week start? It starts on Sunday.
On Sunday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Saturday, right? I mean, it's on. So I don't know if I'd be able to transfer today. I don't know.
No, it doesn't happen like that. What happens is I submit the referral. We get a hold of the coordinator. You call the coordinator. The coordinator will call you. You guys agree to change. And then they'll schedule a date to transfer all the services.
So yeah, so probably like next week.
Yeah. So you're going to continue to clock in and out as usual until we take over. Okay, Sam?
All right. So, but let me talk to the person. I do want to talk to them about the benefits.
Yeah,
is that all right?
Yeah. I'll call. They're going to call you after I speak to you, okay?
All right, like today, right?
Okay, thanks. Yes, they'll call you today. Miss Erica.
All right, let me know about that rate too, Miss Jasmine.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. All right, bye.